Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, to have the best seats in the synagogues, and places of honour at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greatest condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which were worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had. All she had to live on." And this is the gospel of the Lord. Now, who's in this passage? It's a passage with a lot of people. There's rich people. There's a poor widow. There's Jesus. There's the scribes, the Pharisees. There's the apostles. It's a passage set in the temple. And in the temple, there are lots of people coming and going. There's one other person I think is in this passage, someone you probably would forget about, we all forget about, and that's the blind man. This passage is from chapter 12. It's about Christ in Jerusalem. But before Christ enters Jerusalem, he comes to Jericho. As he leaves Jericho, a blind man, Bartimaeus, calls out to him. And he calls him. And Jesus said to this blind man, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, or rabbi, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. Earlier on in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus cures a blind man, but sends him back to his town. This time, the man follows him into Jerusalem. And that blind man is there all the time, at least the way I read the passage. He's the man who's given sight, just in time to follow Christ into Jerusalem. Vision has a price. His vision will show him things he has never imagined in the darkness of his life. All he wants is to see. But seeing isn't just being able to transmit the light into your eyes, into your brain. It's something more. It goes into the heart, what we see. In fact, many people don't see. We get back to this passage of today's gospel. The Pharisees are concerned, the scribes that is, with appearance. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. The sake of appearance. But Christ sees them. Then he sees a widow woman. How do we know she's a widow woman? How do we know she's poor? How do we know that everything she gives is all she had, her life? We know this because Christ sees in a way that we do not see. And all this the blind man is watching. Remember, he followed them on the way into Jerusalem. But discovering that sight is more than just a human capacity. It's a vision that comes from God. And Christ sees in a way that we do not see. He sees a poor widow. But then something shocking happens if you follow this passage. We see that Christ's vision is more than simply seeing into the human heart. That could be human, that could be a sign of his wisdom, his discernment. But they come out of the temple and one of the disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." And Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings?" Notice that he says, "Do you see these great buildings?" "Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." There's an interesting book I read many years ago called Eye and Brain about vision. And the writer, Richard Gregory, told of working of a blind man who'd been born blind but had his sight given to him. And one of the things that surprised him about this blind man is that he found vision hard. It was not an unmixed blessing. He found the shabbiness of life. He found the dirt on walls disturbing. Discovered that not everything is good to see. Sight was partly a burden, as well as a gift. And I think the blind man is the secret behind the whole story of Christ going into Jerusalem. The blind man seeing what he is to see. Because Christ sees the widow who gives her money, but he also sees that she's giving money to a temple that will be destroyed. He sees the ruins of the temple. He sees the failure of that particular type of Judaism. And he sees what he must do. And well, we don't know where or when the blind man stopped following Christ, if he stopped following him. It's reasonable to assume that he follows Christ and sees Christ on the cross. And we must believe he saw Christ risen as well. That's what his vision was for. And that's the importance of the widow. She herself is giving money that will be wasted. She herself is giving her life, as Christ will. And it's not about success, it's not about the temple lasting forever. This temple that will soon be in ruins. Not one stone will be upon another. It's about that giving of yourself, that trusting, giving your life. And the blind man with Jesus is starting to see that. The great price to be paid for vision. But in the end, vision is our joy, our happiness. That we too can walk with Christ to the cross. And wait to see him on the last day. The risen Christ. Then we see God. And seeing God, we see all things. And that is our joy. Because only for a little while is vision a burden and a pain. When we see God, it is peace and happiness and light forever and ever.